This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Dainter and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
NFL fully releasing its schedule coming up on Wednesday night. We're getting some breadcrumbs here and there and to speculate about the Bills' schedule. Talk about Bills' rookie minicamp as well. We always get excited to welcome in Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, the Shout Podcast. No Josh Allen this morning on the Today Show, Ryan. We'll have him Wednesday morning on the Today Show. Do you believe that that's an announcement for Week 1 primetime game or potentially maybe that standalone Week 17 Peacock game that maybe the Bills will be hosting one of those two primetime affairs?
Yeah, I mean, both of those make sense. If I were to guess, I would say they're probably going to kick off the Sunday night football schedule. I think that would make a lot of sense. With today being just the NFL kickoff game, which obviously involves the Super Bowl champion Eagles, and the Bills weren't on that slate to travel to Philadelphia. So, you know, you knew that wasn't going to be the case, but there was a lot of speculation that Allen was going to appear today. I think on Wednesday, though, he makes that announcement. My prediction is Sunday night football. And I don't know who they would necessarily host in that game, but I think that'll be a home match.
No, I also forgot, too, that late season game, that Week 17 game, because it's primetime, allows for the NFL to flex into that game. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like this primetime matchup between the Bills. And so, like, they can flex whatever they want into
that
spot.
They could, but they announced the Chargers-Bills way back when. I remember that was one of those, oh, and they never flexed out of it. But, Ryan, you know, honestly, I'm looking at all the options here for the Buffalo Bills. If they are going to open Week 1, give me Cincinnati, just knowing that they start off a little slow and you got to get them right off the bat. But if I had to pick a favorite, I would think, well, a rematch of last year's divisional game, a game where, let's face it, if Mark Andrews holds on to that, who knows which way that game goes. What about the MVP from last year against the MVP from 2 years ago, Baltimore against Buffalo?
Yeah, that would be a huge get. But I think that the Bengals game makes a ton of sense, too. You know, Burrow, the star power on that team, the fact that they have been a little bit of a thorn in the side of the Bills in past years. Get them in here early for a big primetime matchup. I think the Bills would love that. As you pointed out, this is a Bengals team that has started slow the past two, three seasons, 0-2 starts. And if the Bills could get them in Week 1, I don't think they would necessarily object to that.
We're going to get to rookie minicamp with Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us now in the Sports Bar, Dainter and Battaglia on the Fan. Ryan, I just saw this little nugget as well from over the weekend, the James Cook appearing at a celebrity poker event. Didn't really rule out or didn't conform one way or the other to his availability here heading into the preseason. We know what Brandon Bean is saying about the potential of James Cook staying in Buffalo beyond this season, although we don't feel like it's likely that an extension is going to come anytime soon. Do you think Cook shows up for the mandatory portion of the offseason? Do you think he shows up training camp. What's your sense of how this plays out for the Bills' star running back?
Definitely anticipate him being there for training camp. You know, mandatory mini camp, we'll see. That could be his way of making a statement or making a point for himself. But those fines would tally up pretty quickly for him. And $5 million is a ton of money, don't get me wrong. But with fines, the way the NFL runs things, he'd go through that money very quickly. So I don't think he can necessarily hold out very long. I anticipate him being there at training camp and playing this season. Whether, you know, and then trying to show that Buffalo or another team for that matter should be paying him big money when the time comes next year.
Ryan Talbot, our guest here, as rookie minicamp wrapping up for over the weekend. Ryan, my take on rookie minicamp, it's more kind of a visual thing. Like, hey, football's coming, and here's these guys you just saw drafting. Here's what they look like in Bills practice gear. And it's hard to kind of draw any conclusions, you know, just from the opening days in May, but it does get you excited about some things. Let's start at the corner position. Like, how an extreme makeover is this going to be, knowing that, you could have three of these draftees perhaps on the opening day roster?
Yeah, I anticipate all three being on that opening day roster, and I think by the end of the season, all of them could have some kind of concrete role. Obviously, Hairston starting at one cornerback position opposite Benford. And you look down that list there, too. Dorian Strong is such a good fit in this defense. I'm not predicting a Kyer Elam, Christian Benford type of situation, but I love the depth that he brings to that cornerback room. And I know they have Trey White and Dane Jackson. I think Strong could really push for a depth role sooner rather than later. And then Jordan Hancock, you know, where the Bills decide to play him, we'll see. I know that Brandon Bean, after the draft, said we're going to put him at safety first, but he has the flexibility to be that backup nickel behind Taron Johnson to play on the outside. So you have to love the position versatility. I think all three are going to factor into this season some way, shape, or form, obviously with Hairston playing the biggest role.
Ryan, what was your impression of the size of some of these rookies coming in? Because, you know, I think the first time we all saw Greg Rousseau suit up for the Buffalo Bills, we said, oh, he looks different. He's just a bigger dude. And it sure seems like with TJ Sanders, you have somebody more of that mold with that size, that length, and then a bigger body like a Deion Walker there on the interior of the defensive line.
Yeah, Walker looks as big as advertised, both height and weight-wise. Sanders obviously being more of the three-tech, but still a massive man. And even Jackson Hawes, you have to be impressed with the size of Hawes and the physicality that he brings to the table. The fact that they moved on from Quentin Morris, who still sits out there in free agency, and you factor in the injuries that both Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid have dealt with in past years, I think Hawes could carve out a role, mind you, probably a small one as a rookie, but especially being on the field when the Bills want to run the ball, that physicality you can't teach. And, you know, Dawson Knox has come a long way in his blocking, but he is still not necessarily a plus blocker. We know Kincaid, that's a weakness of his game. I could see Hawes playing a big role here, too, for his physicality and blocking ability.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it still is Dalton Kincaid's job here. Like, as far as players that are coming back here and kind of steering away a little bit from the rookies here, Ryan, but just kind of staying with the tight ends, is that the veteran we're all looking to take the jump? Because you could say it's Coleman, but in my opinion, you have other guys in that receiving core, but the promise that of Dalton Kincaid, that promise hasn't exactly been delivered yet here in Western New York.
No, but it is 100% Dalton Kincaid who needs to take that next step this year for this offense to evolve and become more dangerous. You know, it'd be great if Keon Coleman took that second-year leap, but as you pointed out, it's not necessarily needed with Joshua Palmer being added into the equation with what you know you get from Khalil Shakir. You want as many weapons at the wide receiver position as possible, but Dalton Kincaid was supposed to be this chess piece that was going to be difficult for defenses to deal with. Some compared him to Travis Kelce, which that's just not a fair comparison for anybody, but to be this pass-catching weapon for this offense. And he dealt with a very serious injury last year. You can't ignore that. But he needs to rebound from that and show that he can be that weapon, because That's what Josh Allen needs to really open up this offense.
Ryan Talbot covering the Bills for NewYorkUpstate.com, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, Rochester. Ryan, earlier today, Tasker and Brownie on One Bills Live were having a conversation about the schedule release, and they were talking about their schedule wishes for the Buffalo Bills. Do you have a schedule wish? We talked about the potential of week one or maybe a late season primetime game in week 17. Is there one specific?
Oh, I kind of get mine. No Christmas. I'm fine with that. Ryan, what would be your schedule wish?
Yeah, mine would be actually along the lines of Steve Tasker. I'm a sucker for those 1 p.m. kickoff games. Now that the Bills are so good and you end up getting 5 primetime games usually, it feels like every year, and throws everything out of whack. The 1:30 a.m. podcast times, the late night newsers, all that. So I'm definitely right there with those 1 p.m. kickoffs. Yeah, I'm not against the Christmas Day one either. It's always nice to be able to just spend time with family on Christmas Day and not have to worry about maybe covering a game. But I could certainly see that being one of the big games for Christmas Day with the way they promoted it last year, getting the Chiefs in one of the games. Now you probably want to get Buffalo with the reigning MVP in one of them as well. So I'm kind of almost anticipating and expecting it at this point.
So we had a piece of Bills-related news because we look back at Gabe Davis, and he had one of the best games in Bills playoff history, an NFL playoff history. We're just judging by 4 touchdowns, but there he is on the street. The news today is visiting the 49ers. We'll see if anything comes of that. Ryan, where do you come down on Gabe Davis? Would you want him back in Western New York?
You know, I don't necessarily think I would want him back just based on the fact that that room looks pretty full right now. They just added Elijah Moore, who I think has a lot of juice to his game and hasn't had the opportunity to play with a very good quarterback. Davis is a good locker room guy. He can block fairly decently. He has his moments. I mean, he was a big play receiver, averaging over 16 yards per catch in his time with Buffalo, but the inconsistency and, you would disappear for some games, the drops, the issues with that. I just don't know if there's necessarily a carved out role for him. Now, if he wants to come in that minimum type deal or close to that and compete for one of those bottom wide receiver jobs, sure, Josh Allen loves him. He's loved in that locker room by the front office. But I think he's going to try to carve out a place or a spot where he can have a much bigger role.
Ryan, while we don't know exactly when the Bills will play their opponents, we do know the opponents, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on when you think the Bills should take on some of these opponents. We already discussed how the Bengals would be nice earlier in the season. It feels like they're a team that gets off to a slow start. It's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them, do you anticipate the Chiefs mid-season like we've seen the last few years? What about the Eagles, the Ravens? I mean, there's a couple of big-time opponents coming up on this schedule.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the Chiefs game usually around that middle, late end of the season portion, that CBS slot at 4:25, game of the week. Networks always try to protect certain games, and I could certainly see that one always being the protected game for the networks, knowing how the games go down to the wire. They're always instant classics, both regular season and postseason, it feels like. Baltimore is another one that always feels like it should be prime time. That hasn't always been the case in previous years, but last year was. I could see that one being another one, too. Super Bowl champion Eagles, absolutely. And then looking at their road schedule, I could see Atlanta being maybe a primetime game. The young team on the rise, young quarterback there. But there's going to be probably 5 when all is said and done. You could even throw Tampa Bay at home in the mix with the Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen draft class storyline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, Ryan, there's another thing we all look, you know, digesting the schedule when it comes out Wednesday night is where's the bye? And I think the Bills last few years, they've caught a break here where the bye has come late. And I'm a big fan of that, actually. Like, hey, you get to there and now we're going to come back and, you know, go for the final push here. And I'm just wondering if it's going to be the same way again, because to me, that's a great advantage as opposed to having the bye, say, in week five or six in mid-October.
Yeah, I would hope that the Bills maybe can request or push for a mid-season, late-season bye week, and the league can try to accommodate that. With all the international games going on, I'm sure the league will try to make teams in those games maybe have an earlier bye, depending on when they play. But if you're Buffalo, you want to stay right where it's been at, because get healthy for the home stretch, get right for some important regular season games, where if you're a Bills fan or if you're a Bills player, you're trying to push for that number one seed in the conference.
Ryan, not necessarily a Bills story, but certainly something of interest when you hear the rift that's happening between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. And for all the talk that we did earlier this offseason about Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, there remains this player who's been extremely impactful for his defense that is at a bit what appears to be some sort of an impasse for getting an extension. Brandon Bean should pick up the phone, should he not?
You know, ideally, yes. I just don't know if the Bills could move around enough cap to make that happen, knowing full well, too, you'd have to extend him over that $40 million a year threshold. I think they're hoping and banking on Bosa staying healthy, which is a big if based on the last three seasons. Expecting maybe a little bit of a second-year leap from Solomon, Rousseau to continue his progression. Epinesa, they know what they have in him. It's nothing flashy, but he usually ends up with that 6 to 8 sack range, usually around 6, close to that side. So I think they're content with it. In an ideal world where there's no salary cap, you pick up the phone, you're making that deal. He's going to maybe put you over the top, but throw in Hoyt, too, when you consider him coming off of a 4-game suspension. They're going to count on him a lot, and then obviously Landon Jackson in the draft. I just don't think there's room for him. Some team is going to get very lucky at the Bengals, you know, going cheap at that position, and they're going to get a great pass rusher.
Yeah, or they just, you know, it'll become a tacky, awkward situation when training camp comes. Who knows how that'll play out. I guess if it's not Hendrickson, if it's not the defensive line, because, like, honestly, like, the Bills have – Brandon Bean has shown, hey, I'm going to bring in guys. Go back a couple years ago where you had the defensive end, Leonard Floyd, come in, and he was very productive for the Buffalo Bills. That didn't happen until June, Ryan. So as far as a position where if you're looking for Brandon Bean to add, and I don't know who that might be, but what position right now could you say, yes, I think the Bills could use – a little more in terms of competition right now?
Yeah, I think linebacker would make a lot of sense. That's one position that they didn't address in the draft. You're expecting Ulofosio to take a big step, Andreessen to take a big step in terms of those depth roles behind what you have. You have Matt Milano on the final year of his deal, and there's some injury concerns there, obviously. Terrell Bernard has been dinged up at times. So I could see them adding a veteran linebacker into the mix. Last year was Deion Jones. I could see there being someone sitting out there on the market that they bring in for training camp and see if they could push some of these young guys at least for a depth role.
There are some names still out there. Are there any names that you have circled at linebacker that are still out there and available, Ryan?
Not necessarily off the top of my head, but I just think that's a position too. And they like Dorian Williams too. I mean, I think they really do like their top three They believe in the youth that they have there in Andreessen and Ulofosio. But that's still, you know, you're banking on a lot there. I just think that's the one position. They always look to add more O-line as well, but they have a ton of talent there too. So I don't necessarily think they go that route, but that's another position I would maybe pencil in.
All right, so you've got Tyler Matakevich. He's out there. I'm just going over the list.
I was just looking at like
Von Miller technically is a linebacker. So
CJ Mosley, Eric Kendricks. I mean, the veteran guys that are still out there as free agents. But you know, then you got to talk about fit. And as we know with the Bills, it always feels like there needs to be some sort of a connection to McDermott and either his time at Carolina or his early years in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, that usually does help out a little bit or with some of the assistant coaches. But, you know, you mentioned a few veterans out there like Kendricks. I could see them being interested in kicking the tires on a guy like that. But time will tell there. But, yeah, that's the one position where there's some uncertainty in terms of their depth.
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan Talbot, New York Upstate. Shaq Thompson is another one. Well, there you go, Danger. He's been with Carolina the whole time. 2015 came in as a draft. What year was, what round was he? He was a first rounder. All right, so Sean McDermott's last draft in Buffalo, their first round pick. Ryan, you heard it here first.
Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson. You know, but just make sure you source the sports bar on the news then.
Hey, you got it.
Ryan, what are you and Matt working on? We could check out this week here. Not only on NewYorkUpstate.com, but the Shout Podcast.
Yeah, we'll obviously be tracking the schedule, leaks on Wednesday, anything that comes about Wednesday morning with Josh Allen's appearance. Obviously, you have D.N. Dawkins appearing on the schedule release show. So that tells you they're probably going to be promoting some big game there. So that's going to be on our horizon this week. And then we'll have a few Shout podcast episodes. I'm jumping on WKBW tonight to do some Bills talk. So always staying busy.
Appreciate the time as always, Ryan. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Hey, you too.
There he is, Ryan Talbot. NewYorkUpstate.com. Talking to Buffalo Bills here as we get ready for the NFL schedule release coming up on Wednesday.
Okay, so Shaq Thompson, first-round pick of Carolina in the year 2015.
That was McDermott's last year with Carolina?
Yep. Okay, everybody. Pop quiz. Who did Shaq Thompson compete with? For the starting outside linebacker position his rookie year in Carolina.
Thomas Davis?
Nope.
Oh, A.J. Klein.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm sorry. Should have known that one. That's funny. Well, if that happens, he's nothing if not predictable if that happens. Appreciate Ryan sharing some of his thoughts here. There's a couple of different NFL media things happening too as well. We had the schedule release on Wednesday, but to see that ESPN remains in talks to purchase NFL Network and then to find out that one of our shows here on the Fan Rochester, the Rich Eisen Show, is going to move to ESPN later on this year.
Right. So Rich Eisen himself is going to ESPN. So like you're bringing that up. Is it really a move or is this a precursor to a merger that's coming up? Hard to kind of say, but I'm like, oh, I mean, I like that noon to 1 hour with Eisen on our station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also out of ESPN, and man, it makes me feel old, but I can't even be angry at this.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Chris Berman got an extension at ESPN. He will be there for the network's 50th anniversary in 2029.
Well, that's more of a he'll do the Monday night thing, right? And then here are the highlights you already saw, but it's like kind of a feel-good thing, you know, where they record it on Sunday.
Yeah, it's comfort food at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, would they ever put Chris Berman back on Home Run Derby? Well, the answer is probably no, because remember, like ESPN's backing off altogether on baseball. So I don't know if we'll ever get Berman, but Berman was calling some playoff baseball on the radio too. So I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. He'll be 70 this year. 70. Started at ESPN in 79. He was part of the launch. He's 24 years old when he started. And this new extension ensures that he's going to be a part of ESPN's Super Bowl broadcast, which is in 2027. So he will be with the network there for their 50th anniversary in 2029.
It's funny, like the first, you know, one of the first stand-ups he ever does, he is on the field at Candlestick Park for the 1981 NFC Championship.
The catch.
Yeah, and he's right there, and it's a young Berman, and people are going crazy behind. And
yeah. No, it was absolutely, and guy's a legend. Don't want to take anything away from him. I know that his routine might be a little bit old, and you know, some viewers have no idea, but like prime time with Berman and Tom Jackson was must-see TV before the internet became the internet and gave us everything all the time.
That was one where if your game was bad in the 4 o'clock window, okay, then I'm going to go over, make sure I'm not missing this at 7 o'clock, because it was the one place where you got all the highlights and you got actually the score updates. And the thing about Berman too is, like, you know, we first started the show, I would, you know, goof on him and goof on his stick. And then he lost his wife. It's like, no, I'm not gonna.
No,
do that,
yeah,
it's,
and like, yeah. I'm with you. I never like the broadcaster who turns it. You know, I want you to be entertaining, but I also feel like now you're just doing it for yourself. Like, you're not really doing it to entertain. It's more self-serving. But I don't really get that with Berman anymore. I just think that that's who he is. That's, well, he's going to deliver it his way, and that's the way it's going to be.
He's such a founding father that. He was one of the first guys on SportsCenter. They're making it up as they go along. So the story was, like, happened like at some like midnight SportsCenter, and he starts making up names for the players. Like, just, okay, who's watching anyway? Okay, Frank Tanana was like a pitcher back in the day. Frank Tanana Daiquiri. Ha, ha, ha. And he'd come up with all these nicknames, and then all of a sudden became this little cottage industry.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I kind of stalked there. And, I mean, how many people stay in any one place 5 years,
nah,
much
amazing.
Less 10, 15?
Amazing, yeah. Run. So he's there and will be a part of the big celebration as ESPN turns 50 in 2029.
I want Shaq Thompson on the Buffalo Bills, by the way.
You're going to will that to happen,
well,
aren't you?
Well, he also played big nickel last year for Carolina. Mm. So he has kind of evolved as a positional player. And, oh, versatility,
yeah, I know, but at this point, you know that's a favor, right? If they sign him late in free agency, it's like, okay, here's
another
favor.
Is it, though? It's like, at this point, it's like...
Unpopular opinion. I think the Bills like to do favors for their guys. Unpopular opinion.
Well, if they did, Von Miller would be on this team.
Mm.
Or is Von Miller not signed anywhere because he's going the Aaron Rodgers route? He wants. Have we seen the last of Von Miller? Is he going to show up somewhere? I think he shows up somewhere in mid-August and, like, oh, he ended up in Baltimore. I mean, just get ready for that.
You said Aaron Rodgers. We hit our quota for the day. You don't think he could make an announcement at like 7:45 Eastern time Wednesday night, right?
Anytime between.
We got to come back with Happy Hour next. We'll talk a little bit more about what we did learn the NFL schedule today. We got that Thursday night kickoff game, and maybe it appears we know who's going to be playing the Brazil game. There's been multiple reports that have leaked that matchup
like
as well.
Schefter, like, it appears that we have our Brazil game.
We'll get to that and your calls, 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.